This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. President Biden met virtually with Democratic governors like Jared Polis today to discuss the overturning of Roe v. Wade and how to protect abortion access. Biden called the U.S. Supreme Court's decision tragic. Polis urged Congress members to pass laws that guarantee the right to things like abortion, contraception, and interracial marriage. He called on the president to take executive action. Colorado fire scientists are once again warning people to avoid setting off fireworks this year. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
Jennifer Balch is a researcher at CU Boulder. Last year, she published a paper looking at wildfires in the western U.S. between 1992 and 2015. It found 7,000 fires started on July 4th, more than any other day of the year. Fireworks were the clear cause.
Nobody wants to set their home on fire or their neighbor's home on fire. But just know that fireworks do carry that risk of starting a wildfire that could burn our homes down.
Balch is relieved the Front Range has had some rain this week, but says many areas remain dry and wildfire risk is still high. She recommends people skip personal fireworks and only attend organized community firework displays. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Gas prices are holding steady at record highs across the state. Colorado's average for a gallon of unleaded was $4.90 heading into this holiday weekend. That's about 10 cents higher than the national average. AAA and other forecasters expect prices to stay up through the rest of the summer. In Denver, it's 80 degrees and partly cloudy. There's a chance for afternoon storms along the Front Range and likely in the mountains. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 306.